has heard, God has answered. He deserves our thanksgiving. Lord, we give you thanks and praise for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. A louder amen. Amen. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
This morning, it is testimony time. Let's make it louder, my breakthrough time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed as we do. Number one, quadruple promotion via Kingdom Advancement Prayer. Hallelujah. I was due for promotion since 2008. All my junior staff were promoted. They overtook me by surprise. Then I was reduced to nobody, and my schedule of duty was taken away from me. They mocked me to the extent of which they were even sending me to do some official work for them. And I became so frustrated and lost hope in every struggle. In one of the covenant hour of prayer, I heard Bishop David Oyedepo saying, Kingdom Advancement Prayer guarantees supernatural growth, open rewards, and access to divine favor. Then I keyed into those words, and my hope, which I lost, jacked back to life. Hallelujah. Then I changed my prayer approach by praying for the kingdom of God. I stopped praying for myself. I also increased my prayer hours from 30 minutes to 1 hour, both in the day and at night, by praying for church growth, praying for the salvation of unsaved souls, and also for the increase of sales. I obeyed every instruction that came from the altar. Then God of Bishop David Oyedepo showed up. Hallelujah. God surprised me with 4 promotions that had been denied me all at once. Let's celebrate Jesus for this. All those junior staff that were mocking me before are now shamefully under me. I return to thank the God of Bishop David Oyedepo for wiping my tears and making me superior to my enemies. Indeed, serving God pays. Truly, Matthew 6:33 works like fire. To God alone be all the glory. The testifier is Yakubu, Moses. Let's put our hands together for this testimony. Hallelujah. Number 2, 7-year hemorrhage destroyed via Kingdom Advancement Endeavors. The ordeal started in 2009, and I took all sorts of antibiotics prescribed by several hospitals to no avail. Eating carbohydrate or meal made of flour was a nightmare. To cushion the pain, I took Panadol tablets thrice daily. I used to pass out blood with excruciating pain whenever I went to the toilet. In addition, I suffered pain caused by the acute hemorrhoids. I thought I would die with it since I couldn't find any cure. But thank God for the apostle over this commission, Bishop David Oyedepo. When the Wonder Double agenda was flagged off, I dived into it with Matthew 6:33 at the back of my mind. As I engaged in kingdom advancement prayers, day and night, all the symptoms vanished and the fissure sealed up. Let's celebrate Jesus for this. Hallelujah. I can eat anything I like now without passing blood, and I no longer take Panadol. In fact, Matthew 6:33 works wonder. I give God all the glory for healing me. The testifier is Chukwe Meke Victor. For these amazing testimonies, please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for the Almighty God in appreciation.
Hallelujah. Shall we lift up our 2 hands? Let's give God thanks first for answers to our prayers this morning, and also for those amazing testimonies of God confirming his word in the life of his people. Everyone lift up your 2 hands and give God thanks. If you believe he heard you this morning, give him thanks. If you believe your prayer ascended to heaven this morning, give him thanks. If you believe the Lord heard you this morning, give him thanks. If you believe the Lord heard you this morning, give him thanks. If you believe the Lord heard you this morning, give him thanks. If you believe the Lord heard you this morning, give him thanks. Would you ask him now to speak to you this morning? Jesus, speak to me this morning. I want to hear from you. All the people came early in the morning for to hear him. I want to hear from you this morning, Jesus. Speak to me directly. Change my level this morning by your word. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for another brand new week. We give you all the praise. Thank you for the wonders of last week. And thank you for what you have in store for us this week. Now, speak to each one of us this morning. By your word, open our eyes to see the wondrous things out of thy law. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Again, welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. And so shall it be. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Another mist of the year is here. A season of revival, an hour of divine visitation. May this mist of the year deliver maximally in everyone's life. Habakkuk chapter 3, revive thy work, O God, in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known thy power and wrath. Remember mercy. God has a revival agenda for the midst of the year. And the midst of the year includes the months of June and July, with 5 months on either side of the divide. So, we step into the midst of the year tomorrow. And those 2 months are seasons of divine opportunity for our desired change of story. You read that scripture from that verse 1 all the way to 19, and you see the wonders packaged into the midst of the year as triggered by the revival. So when we engage with the revival, then we become beneficiaries of those amazing wonders packaged into that season. It demonstrates his power in the midst of a revival. It levels out everlasting mountains and perpetual hills in the midst of a revival. It brings down insurmountable mountains and makes an highway for his people in the race of life. That's why every revival is a season of change of story for God's people. There shall be amazing change of story testimonies in this season. Somebody was given 4 promotions at the same time. I'm sure with apologies, sorry to have kept you at the same spot. Now you are promoted 4 times. 4 times. In the midst of a revival, my God. I stopped praying for myself. I began to engage with the revival. Then God showed up. All my mockers came under my feet. In the midst of a revival. In the midst of a revival. It's as this season of supernatural turnaround. There was nothing happening, but suddenly he showed up, made my feet like hands feet, and made me to run to come to walk upon my high places from down deep in the valley. Translated to my high places in the midst of a revival. That's why it's important for us to be sensitive to this hour of visitation for our dramatic change of position. And many have taken advantage of such and have been translated from one dimension of glory to another. You are the next in line. The midst of the year begins tomorrow. My God. 8 straight weeks. May each one here receive grace to be a partaker of the wonders of this revival season. In the name of Jesus. By praying, revive my prayer life, O God. Rekindle the fire on my prayer altar. Revive my heart for you, Jesus. My son, give me your heart. Revive my heart for you, Jesus. Deliver me from derailment. I'm pursuing after vanities. Revive my passion for souls. Which touches your heart the most? Revive my spiritual life. Get me out of every shackle of carnality that makes a mincemeat of a believer. Awesome season. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because they knew not the time of their visitation. They knew not the time of their visitation. This revival broke out since 2015. Some fellows have not felt any fire ever since. Others felt it sometime and they've gone to the freezer. Revive my life, O God. Change my spiritual temperature. These 8 weeks must deliver maximally in my life. So help me, Jesus. You know what happens when men pray, kind of advance in prayer? He confers them with authority. Jesus prayed. And God came down and talking to him concerning the things of the kingdom and say, hey, here is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Authority. 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 There's nothing wrong in asking for things, but there's much more in gaining command over things. There is much more to gaining command over things. The answer to you at will, when you are confined with authority, you can't give yourself authority. Luke chapter 9, verse 28 to 35. And this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. Hear him. Hear him. I've confined him with authority. Hear him. That's how the situation will begin to hear you from now. So engage. Come awake. A revival is a season for the rise of giants. It's a season for the rise of giants. We saw the picture in Ezekiel 37. And can these bones live? He said, you know, Lord. He said, Prophesy, I said to how many say, oh, ye dry bones, hear ye. So everyone that hears this word of revival and connects with it, my God. His pitiable season will be turned to enviable era. You hear it? And there arose a mighty host unto God in the midst of that prophetic revival in Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14. My God. Mighty host unto God. The rise of giants in the midst of a revival. Amen. And as that revival fire is sustained, my God, the rise continues. The rise continues. The rise continues, and the rise continues. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That's what we're entering into right now. Another wave of divine visitation that's ordained to terminate everyone's stagnation, frustration, defeat, and failure, and bring you out as a man and a woman to be wondered at. That's where we are. Do not miss your place in Jesus' name. You will not miss your place in the name of Jesus. So we're looking at what's a revival. And I think I've said it. But specifically this morning, a revival is said to occur when men's hearts began to pant after God and the interest of his kingdom. A revival is said to occur when the hearts of men begin to pant after God and the interest of his kingdom. Psalm 42, verse 1 and 2, we saw the psalmist saying, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I appear before God? There's a longing, a panting of the heart of man after God, not after things. And then they return, having gained command over things. They return, having gained command over things. They return, having gained command over things. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 21, in that revival, prophetic revival passage, the outcome is, and their nobles shall be of themselves, the rise of giants, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them, captains in their various areas of endeavors. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me, for who is this that engage his heart to seek unto me, saith the Lord. So engaging one's heart and panting after God is what turns giants out of ordinary people in the midst of a revival. Amen. In the midst of a revival. You shall seek for me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. A revival is said to occur when men's heart begin to pant after God and the interest of his kingdom as their new lifestyle. Panting after God and the interest of his kingdom as a new lifestyle. That is when God's people begin to take pleasure in the things of the kingdom as a way of life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, the interest of the kingdom, the advancement of the kingdom, the expansion of the kingdom, the enlightenment of the kingdom, in all righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you. In Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15, we are very used to it. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Ye that said, time is come, for thy servants take pleasure in the stones of Zion, and favor the very dust thereof. Therefore the heathens shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the ends of the earth thy glory. When we begin to take pleasure in the things of the kingdom as a way of life, we are in a revival. 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 Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the governor, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. Haggai chapter 1, verse 14, and they began to do the work in the house of the Lord their God. Lord, revive my spirit to engage with pleasure in advancing your kingdom. Lord, revive my spirit. The Lord, stir up my spirit. Stir up my spirit. You can't have a stir spirit and not know. Stir up my spirit. Stir up my spirit. That's what is called a revival. No, give me bread, give me butter. No. No. Amen. Many have escaped that route now, as moved off that phase in this church. May you be added to the list today. They are just simply being added to day in, day out. They are not crying babies. They have left that phase longest time. But to keep the river fire burning, we must continue to pray for the outpouring of the spirit of the fear of God and the zeal of the Lord upon our lives and his people. That's how to maximize a revival season that we have come into again this year. In case anybody has missed it before, you won't miss it anymore. Please position yourself to make the most of this season by being very personal in your engagement. Being very, very personal in your engagement. Can I conclude with this? Be reminded always that God does not reward groups, he rewards individuals. Everyone shall be rewarded according to his own labor. God does not promote groups, he promotes individuals. My God is the judge of all. He sets one up and he brings another one down. Psalm 75 and verse 5 and 6. God does not honor groups, he honors individuals. He that serves me according to the rules of dedication, him will my Father honor. John 12 and verse 26. So everyone determines is rating with God by the level of his engagement, his agenda, every time it's unveiled. Now it's unveiling another season of a revival. May you not be left behind. This is what we expect. Expect every everlasting mountain and perpetual hills that you have tried to push and push with prayer and fasting and all that stuff to clear off your way like a dream of the night. Expect your escape from the valley of defeat, to the mountain top of triumph and breakthroughs in the course of this revival. Stand to your feet. Amen. Give the Lord the biggest clap of revival. Come on, a great clap of revival. Give him the biggest clap of revival. Woo! Hallelujah. Now lift up your two hands and pray. Revive my spiritual life, oh God. Rekindle the fire on my prayer altar. Rekindle the fire of passion for souls in my life. Revive my heart for you afresh. This mist of the year must answer for me maximally. Now pray revival prayer. Pray revival prayer. Pray revival prayer. Don't mutter words. Don't just be sleepy. Pray revival prayers. Revive my life, oh God. Revive my spiritual life. Get me off the realm of carnality. I don't want to remain a crying baby. Pray in the spirit and pray with your understanding. And take charge of the week. This first week must set you on your feet. On your feet. For a massive time of revival. In your life and in this church. Revive my spiritual life. Revive my heart for you. Revive my prayer life. Revive my passion for souls. Let it be a season of change of story for me indeed. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. All everlasting mountains and perpetual hills shall clear up your will, your way. A highway shall be created for you in the journey of life. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
God the glory revive us again. Hallelujah. God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Revive us again.
Two more times.
Hallelujah. That the glory. Hallelujah.
Revive me again.
Hallelujah. That the glory.
Revive me now. Revive me again.
Hallelujah. That the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Revive me again.
Revive me again.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Revive me again.
Revive me.
One more time, everybody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One more time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The glory. Revive me again.
Lift your hand to heaven, everybody. And will you just begin to receive that revival? Receive it right now. Lord, I receive the reviving of my spirit. I receive the reviving of my spirit this morning. I receive it right now. Quicken me from the inner man. I receive it this morning. Will you just begin to receive it right now? You have called for it. Begin to take delivery of it. Let my spirit man be quickened. I receive the quickening of my inner man. I receive the reviving of my spirit man. I receive the quickening of my inner man to begin burning after you, panting after you, running after you, seeking after you, searching out for you. Now begin to give thanks to him. Lift your hand, lift your voice, don't mutter your words, give thanks. Thank him from the depth of your heart for the reviving of your spirit man. For the quickening of your inner man. For the empowering of your spirit man. For the race that is ahead. To keep seeking after him. To keep running after him. To keep searching out for him. Thank you, mighty God. And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. Now speak forth to the day. Make your declarations. One moment. Lord, I speak forth into this day. I declare it a day of visitation. A day of revival. A day of transformation. A day of renewal. I declare this day a day of revelation. A day of encounters. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you go forth today, may the quickening force of the Spirit of God be at work in you. And may your spirit man begin to pant after him. In the name of the Lord Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.